In today's special edition of the Retail News Flash, we have a very exciting interview with Jonathan Doherty about the Manifesti Food Hall in Berlin. Jonathan worked for 46 years in the restaurant industry and helped the Czech founder Martin Berry to establish this incredible new concept in Germany. As part of the shopping center The Place on Potsdamer Platz in Berlin, Manifesto is Europe's largest food hall and certainly one of the most exciting. The new concept brings together gastronomic experiences and cultural and lifestyle events, as well as education and entertainment, to transform places into unforgettable destinations. On over 4,000 square meters, visitors will find more than 25 restaurants, 2 bars, grocery stores for local consumption, a chef's table, and a cultural stage. Anna had a wonderful interview with Jonathan about the making of Manifesto. Listen to this very special episode.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you so much for taking the time and for introducing us and also our Retail Newsflash podcast listeners to the new concept, which is told to be the largest food hub in Europe, namely Manifesto at Berlin Potsdamer Platz. And it opened its doors 25th of January to the public, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Good morning, Anna.
Hi.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an incredible journey, this one. The Potsdamer Platz is a huge area. As you know, the part owned by Brookfield is about 16 different buildings on the estate. And one of those buildings, Building B5, is now occupied by Manifesto Market, the market hall business that was founded by Martin Barry in the Czech Republic, in Prague. And it is the first time that they've moved from a semi-temporary permanent location to a fully permanent indoor location. And it was actually a year ago that I introduced the Brookfield team to Martin and his team in Prague. I suppose I have a little secret weapon there, Anna, in that my wife is from the Czech Republic as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, I had visited a number of times and had such an amazing time. I think you cannot be a better consumer and you can't be a better leasing person until you've actually experienced and enjoyed something.
This I can totally imagine, Jonathan. We will come back to that later. I'm super curious how long it took from the first meeting to the opening as well. I think you already spoiled that a bit, but maybe we can start with a quick introduction about you and also your role in the project. That would be super interesting.
Certainly. That'll be my pleasure, Anna. So for my sins, I turned 60 years old in October last year. And I've been working in the restaurant industry for 46 years. My first job was working in a bar in Nottingham, cleaning the glasses and the bottles at the age of 15. And instead of doing a paper round, and then I went off to college to train to be a chef. And I worked in the restaurant and hotel industry for a long, long time until I joined a small consulting business in the end of the 80s. I stayed with them for a few years, and then unfortunately they weren't doing so well, and I decided to set up my own business, which was CoverPoint in 1992. I jumped at that point from being an operator to being an advisor. And what struck me at the time was how little advice there was for landlords and developers, for people who needed food, who didn't have anybody to go to really to say how to do it, how to build it, and also how to talk to the restaurant community about coming into these amazing places that were actually really good turnover opportunities for them. And I built that business, and after 25 odd years, we sold it to Jones Lang LaSalle, which was an amazing time for me. I think it's the first time that anybody had sold a business of that type And it really showed then, I think, to the whole world that food was really, really important. And in those 25 years, food had become massive in property. It was one of the major reasons why people visit. And then roll forward, I stayed with JLL for 3 years. I joined then Alexander Otto and the ECE group in Germany, which everybody thought was a very strange move at the time. But actually, Alexander, I'd met already and worked with before. I'd consulted for ECE. And I knew what a huge opportunity there was to bring new food to their estate. And I've been doing that ever since. There's been a slight change in that I'm now a consultant rather than an employee. But that's to do with Brexit, that wonderful vote that the people of Great Britain decided to have to leave the EU. Complete disaster from my side, but it now means that I'm a consultant for ECE rather than an employee, but still doing largely the same job. And it's been my pleasure and love, actually, over the last 3 years to help deliver Potsdamer Platz in Berlin, which is a refurbishment project. And that brings us right up to date, bringing in Manifesto Market as one of the many food and beverage tenants that are going to be there.
That's great to hear, and I totally can relate. Me, as also being a responsible person in the real estate industry for leasing, I remember back in the days when I was also working in Berlin, introducing food areas and places. The negotiation from a retailer to a gastronomy concept was totally different. You need to have the technical knowledge. Of course, they were looking at different things. And the negotiation took way longer. So I thought this move was not at all strange when I saw that you joined ECE. It just showed the importance of real estate developers that they gave then suddenly, or not suddenly, but then that they gave to gastronomy, and that you cannot split like retail and gastronomy when you want to create a great shopping experience, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that journey that the whole industry has gone on has been an amazing one, because it's helped retail places stay relevant. It's increased the dwell time. It's done all the things that we know, but it's also given birth to a whole load of new professionals who really are amazingly skilled and knowledgeable in food service within the retail industry. And you know, many of those you know and work with, and they're great people. I'm very proud of that, because it spans my career to see it from a point where, you know, a landlord would say to me, there's no way we're going to put any more food in this center because we don't get any more rent than, you know, we need retail rents, to nowadays true mixed use being delivered, which is fantastic. It's really good.
Exactly. That's definite. So, Jonathan, can you tell us also a bit more about maybe the concept manifesto and how you thought this was the right fit for Potsdamer Platz? What can the guest then also expect when entering this concept?
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, Potsdamer Platz is now called The Place. It's been renamed. The whole district is still Potsdamer Platz, but the buildings that Brookfield own and the main central part is called The Place. And the reason it's called The Place is because it identifies this incredible mixture of food service, retail and leisure that's being built there. There's no point in building a standard shopping centre anymore in Berlin. There are so many competitors. We have Mall of Berlin down the road with many, many more shop choices. What we needed to do was to build something that was at the heart of our community, our office workers, our retail visitors, our amazing number of tourists that come to us every day. And we actually had signed a lease with Mercato Metropolitano, a wonderful business run by Andrea Rasca in London. It's a market hall, again, in a disused site. That just grew organically, but it was stunning. I mean, wonderful operators, great passion. But unfortunately, Andrea wasn't able to deliver on that. At the end of 2021, he came to me and asked if he could somehow be let out of the lease, which is not a conversation that anybody ever wants to have, Anna, as you know. Lovely man, incredibly passionate. His obsession, and it is an obsession, with food being grown properly. None of the additions that unfortunately happen in the world of food manufacturing, but actually proper food, proper food education, people understanding what they're eating. His passion is endless for that. But unfortunately, because of COVID, he wasn't able to deliver in Berlin. And I had a conversation with Brookfield in January, and they basically said, okay, if you can find another operator, and we genuinely don't think you'll be able to, but if you can, then we would consider switching it. Now, okay. Martin Barry, who owns Manifesto, and his wife, Holly Lynn, I'd met Martin in Prague several years before. He'd gone there as an architect to be in a college, a lecturer. And he then started Manifesto Market. And I'd interviewed him at one of the ICSC events. And he was just, you know, when you meet somebody and they're so cool, you just want to sort of touch them to say, I've touched that person. He was such fun to interview. He had such insight about the sense of place and the sense of architecture and what makes amazing places. And bear in mind, this was before people had got this placemaking word in their vocabulary. It was before people were talking about it. We in the retail industry were still talking about just renting space. You know, as I say, space takers, not placemakers. Yeah. And so, you know, it was a seminal moment for me. It was a moment when my life changed. And I sort of had to put it in the filing cabinet of my brain because we didn't think we had anything for Martin. Anyway, in January 22, I rang him and said, Martin, might have something for you. It was like, hey, Jonathan, how are you doing? You know, wondered whether you were going to call me, da, 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 da. Sorry, we weren't able to do Berlin at the time, but it just wasn't right. And I said, what if it's right now?
Yeah.
And he went, So I went to Prague, went to meet him in Prague, and we had a lot of conversations. I explained the situation. And he said, OK, so let's organise a meeting with Brookfield. And I got the Brookfield colleagues there 11th of January. I remember it really well. 11th of January, snow on the ground in Prague. It was utterly gorgeous, Anna. There was snow on the ground. It was cold. We had Glühwein and we had beer and we had some fantastic food in the market hall in Anjel, in their market hall there, which is a derelict site that's been renovated, where drug addicts and homeless people used to live. And it turned it into one of the hottest locations in the city. Wow. And I genuinely mean that. Just the most coolest place to go. Now, I'm not a particularly beautiful person, but you go to Anjel at night and it's full of beautiful boys and girls having a great time, people and families having a wonderful meal. It's just incredible. And I said to Martin, I think we could fit you in Berlin now. You know, unfortunately, Andre is going. Maybe you'd like to take over the lease. 33 days later. Now, I hope a few of our property colleagues are listening to this. 33 days later, we had signed a new lease with him.
Oh, wow. We'd done it then.
Yeah. All the due diligence, all the design, everything done. And he took over officially and then, as you know, opened 3 days ago.
This is amazing. This is amazing how fast then you could convince someone of this location and how fast everything can be then also signed. Yeah? So congratulations on this fast move from one refusal to get the new placemaker on board, so to say.
I think there's also a point here that it's a Brookfield property. It's not ECE. Brookfield, Carl, Jennifer, Roger, Katerina are an amazing team. I mean, a truly amazing team. And I am lucky beyond belief that I get to work with them as their service provider, because genuinely, we would never have done it without them. We would never have done it without them. Their creativity, their agility, their speed to get things done meant that we could do that. And yeah, to be honest, I've never worked so hard in my life. I worked 24 hours a day for about 2 weeks to do the leases and get everything done. But so did the Manifesto team. And a lot of the Brookfield team worked extra, 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 extra to get it done.
Yeah,
but the end result,
when it's on all sides, it's not only with the new brand, so to say, but also with the investors when they have your back and support us.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I had prepared a question to understand what was the worst date during this whole project, but I assume maybe it was when you got the call from Andrea, or would you say something else?
Andrea is, I would say, and I hope he would say the same thing. Andrea is a very good friend. I care deeply about him. He had a very troubled time during the pandemic with his business, with his team. He's built since then a much more durable, much stronger, much more passionate business model. And don't let anybody be under any illusions. Mercato Metropolitano is going to be an incredible and growing and sustainable business going forwards that really cares about the planet, really cares about where food comes from, and really cares about people's own health and well-being. So he's far from dead. This is a really strong business. But yeah, it was one of those phone calls where you know that you have to help a friend, but you have a professional position that you also have to maintain.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that I am most proud of. Because I think we all have to do things in our life that are difficult. It was insanely difficult, Anna. I mean, I went home that night. I had no idea how I was going to do it.
Yeah.
But then it was, I think it was
magic
Carl.
Magic happened. You did your magic, Jonathan.
Yeah. Magic. Well, I think it was Carl at Brookfield who said to me, if anybody can do it, you can.
Oh yeah, that's so motivating.
You know, and when you think, okay, fine, then you start thinking around, okay, well, what are the options? How do we do this? How do we get there? And we did. We did, yeah. It was wonderful.
maybe another question, Jonathan, is to understand. So you have then done this one lease with Manifesto. How does it look? So you didn't have to do all the smaller leases or with the restaurant concept.
Absolutely.
Is then a Manifesto subletting, or how does this concept work? If you could give us a few insights.
Yeah, so it's a little bit like a department store. You rent to a department store, and then they do their sublets to their retailers, their retail brands. Manifesto is exactly the same. Manifesto runs, they took a lease for the whole space. They run the bars, so they are in control of the alcohol sales and the bar sales.
Yeah.
And then there are, depending on where you are and how many at the time, 22 to 26 food offerings, which could range from a chef's table through to a specific type of food. They've got Fat Monk there. They've got all sorts of people who are delivering great food choices, all from the Berlin area and from other areas of the world as well. But they are effectively, they're the head lease. They take the lease and then they subtenant to each of the individual units. And then the Manifesto team provide the table clearing. They provide the bar service. They provide the entertainment. They provide the marketing. And I think that's really where I got really excited. Because people say to me, oh, Johnny, you know, market halls are just a modern food court. And I go, okay, you really think that, do you? The only similarity is that a food court has got multiple food choices in it and shared seating.
Definitely.
But a food court doesn't have this level of entertainment. It doesn't have this level of marketing. It doesn't have table service where people are, you know, taking drinks orders and bringing it to you. It doesn't have this level of control over the quality standards. I mean, Martin and his team, they don't just interview and sign a deal. They go and eat. They check them out. They make sure that the standards are absolutely there. They check the health and safety. They check the food safety. They do everything to make sure that they are not just good, but great.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to Martin and he said to me, you know, good enough is not good enough in my book. It has to be better than that. It has to be exceptional. And then we will have them as a subtenant. And of course, he then had to let to all of these people. Once the deal was done, he had to let to all of these people and get them open as well.
For sure, it's a big project management task.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jonathan, maybe to finish up, what would you say to our listeners is your favorite area or part on this 4,400 square meters with 22 restaurants? Mm-hmm. Where did you sit? Where's your favorite place of sitting?
Okay.
Or standing?
And it's not to do with food, actually. This is the weird thing. So the food is gorgeous. There's so many different. The whole of the upper floor is Asian food, all different types of Asian food. And if you want to go and experience truly amazing Asian food from around that, the east of the world, that's where you go. But my favorite place is to sit at the bottom of the beer tower, the Pilsner Urquell beer tower. There are beer kegs in a tower going through from the ground floor to the first floor. And that is where the beer is stored. And that is why the reason I sit there is because it's such a magnificent piece of architecture. It's the most Instagrammable thing in the whole market hall. It also is where the escalators used to be for the old department store. So I remember what it was like in the old days. And I look at it now and think, what an amazing transformation. And also because I like beer and my wife is from the Czech Republic. So it's my way of celebrating meeting her and getting married to her as well. So
I can imagine the roots. Jonathan, yeah. I hope to see you there soon to cheer on a beer and make a little Instagram picture in front of the beer tower. I have read about it and can't wait to see it in person as well. Thank you so much for all the insights.
My pleasure, Anna. Thank you very much.